I was in prison, and you came to visit me. With these words, Christ challenges each of us to spend time serving those who, because of circumstance or bad choices, can't serve themselves. Welcome to Someone Cares, a faith ministry dedicated to helping us all answer that challenge. For many years, this outreach program has carried healing doses of hope and Christian love behind prison walls and touched the lives of those in desperate need of both. I'm your Someone Cares radio host, Charles Mills. Our guest today knows a thing or two about prisons. He also knows a thing or two about prisoners. No, he hasn't committed a crime, but he has dedicated part of his ministry to interacting with those who have. Lonnie Melashenko is well known in Christian media ministry circles and has agreed to speak with us about his prison experience. Lonnie, before we begin, share with our listeners a bit about your history when it comes to sharing God's love with the world. You popped onto my radar screen when you became speaker director of the Voice of Prophecy radio ministry. What else have you been doing for the past 40 years?
Well, I've been involved with media for 5 years. I was assistant director speaker with George Vandeman on the It Is Written telecast.
Right.
Traveled all over the world with Bible seminars. And then, of course, Christian radio. Actually, I was born into radio because my dad was the bass in the King's Herald's Quartet way back in 1949 to 1951.
It was a long
so
time.
I was 1 year old when I went to radio broadcasting.
My. Now, I mentioned in the introduction here that you know a thing or two about prison ministries. This program is highlighting the Someone Cares prison ministry. How have you been involved with them? And then how have you been involved with prison and prisoners?
When I was a director speaker at the Voice of Prophecy for almost 20 years, of all the broadcasts we did, most of them were scripted. I had professional script writers to help me do the Sunday broadcast and the daily broadcast.
Right.
But we brought Don and Yvonne McClure into the studio every year for several years. Unscripted, we would just fly by the seat of our pants. Those were the most listened to broadcasts and the biggest response from listeners because of their unique ability to be authentic and genuine in the studio, but also their unique ministry, Someone Cares, and the Paper Sunshine program that they offer to writing letters to prisoners. So that was some of the happiest memories I have of my career, using Don and Yvonne in our studios.
Well, their passion for the subject matter is certainly, you can feel it in your heart when they're talking about this, and it means something to them. And it also means something to you. I was talking to you earlier today, and you said that you have had some experience in this area. Share with us what you have done behind bars that we might want to know about out here in the free world.
Well, thank you for the privilege of sharing what's on my heart, because I get a little emotional about the fact that Jesus, in the great final judgment day, as he records it in Matthew 25, says that when he separates the sheep from the goats, puts some on the right, some on the left, it's very profound that he says, inasmuch as you did not do this for me, you don't get to go. And one of those is visiting prisoners.
That's right.
And they shall, how come? Well, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brethren. So, only in recent years has it really kind of come home to me with a huge force, like a brick between my head, that Jesus says you can't just pay for somebody to go and help do this. You don't just support the chaplains who go into prisons. You must do this yourself. Now, there's different kinds of prisons, of course, and we can get into that. But as a young kid, my dad and mom, they raised five sons. All of us were singers. We sang everywhere, but they took us to all kinds of incredible places, including some of the biggest prisons in North America, Walpole in Massachusetts, Norfolk. And in my travels and evangelism, I've been to Russia and Ukraine and gone to prisons, huge prisons with just kids under 10 years of age for stealing a handkerchief and things like that. So prisons have been very close to me, but in more recent years, this concept that Jesus says, what have you done?
Yeah.
One of the great quips that you've heard before is, you got to do your giving while you're living, so you're knowing where it's going. And it isn't that you can just leave in your estate something okay, this is going to be for prison ministry or for children's orphans or something. No, what are you doing currently in your life to bring some rays of sunshine into the people who live behind darkened walls? That might be a hospital. It might be a person who's on drugs, might be a person who's next door who can't get up, can't get to the doctor. I've learned that there are all kinds of different prisons, and Jeannie and I have been involved most directly in recent years with the refugees from Rwanda and Congo coming over to North America, and we discovered some of them in Dayton, Ohio. Mm-hmm. That little group, as we started to minister to them, I mean, why should we, who have retired, get involved? We're ready to just kind of sit back and take trips and travel. No, we got in, we rolled up our sleeves, and that little group of refugees has grown to, I just learned since I've been in Phoenix here, there are 124 people worshiping now. And that's what Jesus says. Mother Teresa has a classic, classic statement. And I get a little choked up to even express this to you, Charles. When she's holding that little baby in her hands, who's dying, flies all over its face, it's going to be dead in minutes. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who worked in India and met Mother Teresa, and he said she handed it to him and says, well, hold this little child. No, that's your ministry. It's not mine. And she mm-hmm. says, when I look into the child's eyes, I see the eyes of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we shared that with our doctors at Kettering. When you're dealing with that person who's got the last minutes of life, he's been shot in a gang fight downtown, been a prisoner of drugs and all kinds of alcohol, and you doctors are going to be making priorities as to which patients you're going to serve in the emergency room. Don't overlook the person who's dying because of a gang warfare, because you're looking to the face of Jesus. What have you done to me? The least of these. And that's the critical thing. Most Christians sit in church and they twiddle their thumbs, they give their money to the missions. What have they actually done? So Jeannie and I, we've gotten into prisons in North America, spent days there. Jesus says, you must go.
When you say you must go, you have to identify for our listeners right now, there may be someone who is sitting in a chair and can't leave the room. There is someone that is so busy with his or her life that they don't have time to even take care of themselves as much as they like to. They're trying to survive. They're trying to make a living. How can you, under those circumstances, go to a prison, whatever that prison may be, go to a prison and help someone?
Well, as I said, prisons can be different kinds of places. And
yes.
A person who's disabled, for example, sitting in a wheelchair, he knows other disabled people, or a blind person. I have blind friends.
Yes.
And I go out of my way to reach out to them with an email or a phone call. Phone calls are wonderful things.
Yes.
Or a text message to encourage, to uplift, to pray with them. It doesn't take long, but that's what Jesus is talking about. Have you reached out to the disenfranchised from where you are? He doesn't ask us to physically have to go, but some of us who can, we should.
Okay, that's excellent. We've identified that prison is a whole lot more than that big building that's made out of stone with razor wire around it. It can be the next door neighbor. It can be someone in a hospital room. That is absolutely beautiful. We're talking with Lonnie Meloshenko. He is, as described by him, semi-retired director, speaker of the Voice of Prophecy radio broadcast, and also someone who cares a great deal about people behind bars. Tell us about some of your experience where you actually did leave the house, get in your car, and go to a prison and go through all the security and went inside. What did you find there?
Well, Jeannie and I spent a day, for example, in Vacaville, California, a big prison between San Francisco and Sacramento. And we went there with a person whose ministry specialized in reaching the teenagers and young men who under 21 who'd been in for all kinds of violent crimes. Boy, they used the shock therapy beyond description, hollering and screaming at these kids. And, of course, the people who were doing this had been in prison themselves. And
right.
I could tell them, I'm going to tell you exactly where you're headed and what this is going to end up as a result. We'd never had anything like that in our life. So we learned that to minister to different people where they are, in the condition where they are, in different ways, that some of that is not my forte. And I have preached to people, but not quite in that tone of voice. But that was unique. And as I mentioned, the prison that we went to in Russia, where we saw these kids, they had nothing. And this was a boys' prison, by the way. Yeah, we've had some interesting experiences. But as I shared, prisoners are not just people who are behind bars. Exhibit A here, a young lady who is listening to some of my old telecasts from Voice of Prophecy. She is a dedicated Roman Catholic, and she somehow got in touch with me through 3ABN and was a little disturbed. She was a prisoner. She'd been abused by men. She'd been taken advantage of by men. She was working in the bishop's office, and her priest was her boss. And somehow she was just searching for something beyond. She had nothing. She was like a person in a cocoon. And I thought, well, I could be retired. I don't have to respond to this person. But she was irritated that I had suggested that people are not dead when they die, that they aren't alive in heaven talking to you. She thought she was talking to her mother, who died a year or two ago. And in the Bible, of course, the person says the person is sleeping. Well, she got in touch with me by phone, long story short. She started asking so many questions of her priest that he slapped her one day in the office.
Oh, dear.
Well, just a few days ago, by continuing to visit this young lady in prison, in the prison of her own life, I had the privilege of baptizing her. She's a beautiful, radiant Christian. So we need to step out of our comfort zones, reach out to people and touch them. Might be our neighbor next door, like we got one here next door to us. He can't even move. He falls in the bathroom. His wife comes over and says, instead of calling the fire department, can you come over and lift him up and get him back into bed? Well, I could say, go ahead and call the fire department. You've done it before. Nope. Jesus said, what did you do? Lonnie, get up out of your bed, go over there and help that person. I think we just need to become more active Christians. Our eternal destiny is going to be determined not by all the doctrines we learned and the tithe that we gave, just by what they've done or neglected to do for Jesus in the person of the poor and the suffering and the disenfranchised. So that's what's changed my life, Charles. I need to be involved in reaching out. What have I done? That's why I'm on your program, appealing to you and to listeners to listen up and get in partnership with Jesus, who says, when you do it to them, you've done it to me.
I'd like to end the program, Lonnie Melashenko, with a prayer, and I would like for you to share your heart and take our listeners to the throne of grace with an invitation that you've just given there. And also for those who say, I don't know if I can do that. I'm in prison myself. My life is binding me to the world of sin. Would you please pray for that person and for those who want to reach him and reach out from that situation?
I will be happy to do that. Let's just go to heaven in prayer for a moment. Father in heaven, we read in your word through Jesus' modeling for us that those who minister in his name to others represent Jesus, the great shepherd, and that our love to mankind is our earthward manifestation of God's love. And that's why you came to implant that in our hearts. And I just pray today, and would you reach out with heaven's choicest blessings, bring sunshine of your love into the hearts of people who feel just now that they are prisoners, or they know people who are in spiritual prisons. And may we each determine that we're going to do our best to be Jesus Christ to people through our influence and our ministry, we pray. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lonnie Melashenko, former speaker director of the Voice of Prophecy radio broadcast. Lonnie, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate your words of guidance and wisdom.
May heaven smile down on your broadcast there with its choicest blessing. Thank you for the privilege.
Thank you. Thank you. And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Lonnie Melashenko, reminding you that no matter where you are, what you've done, what your life is like, someone cares. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening to Someone Cares. If you'd like to become part of this vital prison outreach ministry, visit someonecares.org and discover ways you can safely and effectively touch the lives of incarcerated men and women with God's love. Again, that web address is someonecares.org. This program was produced by Lifetalk Radio.